Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Bitch and Brainstorm podcast. This is a special edition. And we have a repeat offender on the call today. That's what I call everybody that's been back for a repeat offender.
I love it. Oh my gosh.
Jessica Sato is here, and she is going to be one of our panelists at the Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit happening on January 17th. And Miss Jess, could you introduce yourself for those of the people in the world that don't know you?
Yes, thanks for having me. Super to be part of the summit. My name is Jess Sato, and I am a TEDx speaker coach and business strategist for thought leaders and social impact entrepreneurs. And the bulk of my work is really about helping people figure out how to articulate their big idea and then bring that to the TEDx stage or a stage of their own making and really use that to amplify their thought leadership into the world.
So, you and I have known each other for a long time.
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have. And so, but you were not always,
It was not.
you were not always. How did you get to where you are today?
Oh, I love that you asked this question. Okay, so you're right. I have not always been a TEDx speaker coach. I have been doing it for the last 4-ish years. I'm getting close to 5 now, and it actually happened by accident. I was asked to be a speaker coach for TEDx Breckenridge. And at first, I wasn't sure because I haven't done a TED Talk. I don't really feel like that's the right platform for me. But I took the leap and I, learned everything I could and did it. And I really fell in love with it. And it continued to be a thing that was on the back burner. It was like people knew that I had TEDx speaker coaching experience, but I wasn't really marketing it. I've spent the bulk of my career as an entrepreneur doing strategy, business growth, client attraction type work with clients. But more and more, I kept seeing like how there was this very deep connection between a client's ability to articulate their thought work and the work behind their business. And that when they did that, it really started to create this differentiation. And just as these things tend to happen, more and more people kept coming to me for TEDx. And so actually last year I went through my word of the year of last year was metamorphosis. And I feel like it really was that a full sort of destruction of the business as I had created it and really embraced this TED piece and, have incorporated and continued to do the work around business strategy on the back end of that work, because there's a lot of, visibility and, stuff that needs to be in place to be ready for reaping the benefits of the TEDx stage. So it has been a bit of an evolution, but I honestly feel like finally, you've been in business a long time, as have I. I feel like finally it's like, okay, this is really right. I don't have to grind all the time.
Yes, I am in the same place where I feel like I am in complete alignment with like what I'm supposed to be doing and how I'm supposed to be showing up and serving. So I totally get that. I totally get that. And it's like such just this amazing feeling when you like when you have that awareness. It's not like you just arrive and it's like you have this awareness like, "Oh my God, like I'm doing the thing that I'm like meant to be doing."
100%. And like you said, it's not like you just, at least for me, it wasn't like I just woke up one day. I mean,
No.
it getting to this place was a lot of like blood, sweat, and tears, and a lot of like sacrifice, right? Like not sacrifice so much in terms of, however you define that. But for me, it was like letting go of things that I felt like I should keep doing, or people that I felt like I should keep serving in order to embrace this new, new way of doing business and this new alignment. And so, yeah, it's really exciting to be in that place, but it, like you said, it doesn't come easily.
No. And it's not overnight.
No.
No. Yeah. It doesn't, nothing happens overnight. So you just kind of, but it's like you just come to this realization. It's like
Yeah.
this like moment where you're just like, "Oh my God, like I'm here, like I'm doing the thing." You
Yeah.
know? So,
Yeah.
can you talk a little bit about what people can expect out of the summit from you in your little
Yeah.
5 minute spiel? Like, what are you going to talk about?
Yeah, so I'm going to talk a lot about how. So in the little training that I did, I really went into depth about how to find your big idea. What I'm going to talk about in my 5 minutes is really around how do we use that big idea to actually create leverage and growth in the business, and why it's so important to be willing to share that thought leadership and use it as a tool for visibility. So I'm really excited to talk about that because I do think there's this hesitation that we have, like, is my idea big enough? Who really cares? Am I an expert? Like, there's a lot that gets tied up in that. And I think in order to like really grow your coaching business and for it to be successful, like you actually have to be willing to put your ideas out into the world, knowing that you won't agree with everyone. Everyone won't agree with you, but that it becomes this really powerful differentiation tool. So that's where I'm going with my 5 minutes.
I love it. So someone who maybe wants to someday be a TEDx speaker, like what's the first thing that you think that they need to do, or maybe what's one of the biggest mistakes you
Great
see
question.
people make that want to do it and they just go about it the wrong way?
Yeah, this is such a good question. So I'll start with the mistake. The mistake is just jumping into the application process. I love go-getters. I'm that way myself. But one of the biggest reasons, probably the biggest reason that people don't get accepted is because their big idea isn't clear enough. And in many, many cases, you know, we have a big idea. We know we have a big idea, but it's not clear. It's not concise. We don't know how it fits into the larger context or why it's relevant, or we don't articulate that well. And so when you submit an application that where it's not fully baked, that's where it just kind of gets passed over because of a whole myriad reasons. So where I think people really should begin is to do the work to figure out what is my big idea? Why am I the right person to talk about that big idea? And you know, how does this fit into the larger context of what's happening and relevant in the world? Those are like sort of like the three big questions that come on an application. And those are the things I talked about in more detail in my training because I really want people, if they want to go this route, I want them to be successful. I genuinely believe that everyone has a TED Talk inside them. Whether they do TEDx or not is sort of immaterial. It really comes down to if you're an entrepreneur, you should have a big idea or a point of view about something that's happening in your space, and it's worth sharing that because again, it provides that really critical differentiation that is necessary to actually grow the business.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. I think it's so important. There's so many people, they want to be speakers, they want to do this, they want to do that, but like having that framework, it doesn't come easy. And sometimes it's like when you're writing a book, right? You don't realize until you go through the process what your story actually is or what your message actually is. It's like because we think, oh, I don't really have a story. I don't really have anything. That's not true. Everybody does. And it's just about getting the support you need from someone like you to help pull it out of you.
It's actually really hard to do it on your own. And I'm not just saying that to toot my own horn. I'm very good at doing that. But many times we are just way too close to our own story, to our own ideas that we think we're clear, but we're not. And so having someone, whether that's someone that you pay, whether it's a trusted peer who can really listen and help you pull out the message, I think that's essential. And the other thing I'll say that I don't know if this is the mistake, but I hear it a lot is that people will say, oh, I have a really cool story. So it's the opposite. It's not that they don't have a story. It's like, oh, I have a really awesome story. I want to tell that on the TEDx stage. And what I always say is that TEDx is not necessarily a storytelling platform, although a lot of stories get told. It's what is the message beneath the story, right? Your story amplifies that big idea. And so again, it's like pulling out the narrative from the story so that people are clear on like, what are we listening for here? And how is the story really gonna showcase what this big idea is and why it matters in the world.
Yeah, you got to be able to tie it in together. Otherwise, it's just a story. Well, they can read that in a book, right?
Totally. So,
like,
totally.
what's the lesson underneath the story?
100%.
100%. Well, I am so excited to have you come back to our summit. And you always give so much good juicy nuggets. And
thank you.
Like Jess said, that she has provided additional content. So many of our speakers have provided bonus content that you will get access to. When you purchase a ticket for $47 and participate in the summit, you will get access to like the meat and the potatoes.
Yeah.
Like this little 5-minute thing is like the appetizer, right? It's really good. It's so,
so good.
The meat and the potatoes, though, like that's where you're going to really learn and go deeper into the various topics to help you elevate your coaching business. Like that's the whole point of this, right?
Exactly. So, exactly.
Yeah. So
I'm so excited for this. This is honestly, I love this idea so much, Elaine. And I think you're right. Like there's so many aspects of how you can grow your business and you don't necessarily need all the things, right? So it's like you get to come and pick and choose what is right for you, where are the opportunities in your business? And then, like you said, buy that ticket and go deeper on that thing.
Yes.
Right? That's what it takes.
I know. And for $47, like, come on.
It's like, come on.
It's like pizza. I mean,
help yourself.
Sakes, let's be clear. Pizza's costing you $50 now to get a pizza delivered. Like,
my God, that's madness.
Another pizza for one day and you can pay for
it. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Come on, right? Yeah. So anyways, we'll see you guys on January 17th at the summit. Come and hang out with me and Jess and all of these amazing, I think we have 36 different panelists and speakers. And I'm so excited. So excited. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. See you guys later.